Schaefer Show on Q105.
We are the Q, home of the $1,000 payoff. Starting around 9 o'clock today, you're shot at a grand. Then at noon, 3 and 6. Stay with us for all the details. Chilly showers this morning. Temps around 38. Then warm-ups afternoon late in the day. Chance of thunderstorms. Temps maybe 60. It's 38 now at the Cumulus Compound, Toledo's Q105. All right, caller, text us at 419-240-1055. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, dead last.
Yummy!
320, hello, Paula.
How does one become dead last? I had,
Nope, you're dead last in the one bracket only, you bastard, pick in our challenge.
Yeah, well, I won the peep challenge, so booyah!
Yeah, that's true, that's you did. True. You see how many views we got on Facebook on that? Like 400 views, people watching us stuff so peeps dumb. In our mouths. It is so dumb. All right, so to recap in the one bracket only, you bastard challenge, I won it, 109 points.
You did.
Close second, Brad Crown Realtor. Man!
Yeah, good for Brad.
103. We had, yeah, but that gets you nothing.
I know.
Other than
but
attaboy.
He rallied.
He did rally. We both had Villanova. And then Pittsburgh Rick, a distant third at 72. And then Susie, fourth, 65.
Wow.
And then Security Jeff at 61. And then a big drop-off to Rob, Garbage Man Rob, at 46. And dead last, Paul the producer, at 45 points.
Wow.
Only one worse than Rob.
I must have been watching another, you know, tournament.
But it was an L, dude. You got an L, so there you go. But you won the Peeps Challenge yesterday.
I did win the Peeps Challenge.
Yes, which is nice.
And I got a hot gig coming up, so you know what? I got all sorts of better things going for me. Don't you worry about it.
Paul is, he's kind of an entrepreneur. He's a man of many trades, and because he doesn't make any money here, he has to work like three jobs. Anyway, he's got this Enter the Sandman Network. What is it called again?
EnterTheNetwork.com.
All right, so you DJ weddings, you do casino parties, and now he's expanding his resume. Mm-hmm. He now plays tunes at an old folks' home.
I do indeed. I have a 90-minute gig today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at an old folks' home doing some music. So, booyah, radio boy. I don't think I need you anymore.
Okay. Of all the years, and I've DJed a lot of gigs.
Sure.
I have never, ever DJed an old folks' home.
There you go.
What are they going to do? Yeah. Like spin around in their wheelchairs?
What
yes.
I mean,
what
did
yes.
they request?
Frank Sinatra?
Big we're going to do some Sinatra. We're going to do some big band stuff. We'll get into 50s and 60s a little bit, you know, I'm sure. But, yeah, man, that's what I'm doing this afternoon. So
is it a special day there, or is it just Tuesday
another
and the people
day to be alive?
It's Tuesday. The people that are alive, Paul is going to spin the tunes.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is the reason it's 2 o'clock is because the first part of the day, all the ambulances have to take all the bodies out, and then I come in and set up for the rest.
Nice. So as soon as the ambulances clear out, you come in and you spin the tunes.
There you go.
You get all the best gigs,
dude. This is
it's beautiful. All
I'm
right,
on
speak,
fire.
It's speaking. Yeah, fire. Speaking of gigs, I think this is the ultimate gig. Who would not want this? Netflix is looking for a professional binge watcher.
Isn't that all right?
Now, there's no mention in here about, you know, binge watching TV being really bad for you.
Exactly.
Borderline horrible, but it is. When you binge watch, it's not good for you. It screws with your brain. Mm-hmm. Staying home, binge watching your favorite Netflix shows, and you get paid. I mean, a lot of people are doing it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they're getting paid just to the first of the month.
They do it for the joy of it, or they do it because they just can't wait for a week to go by before their, you know, show comes out on regular TV, whatever. But somebody, according to the report, Netflix has a new job opening for what they call an editorial analyst of original content, or basically a professional binge watcher. Here's your responsibility, Susie. Here's what you got to do. You got to watch, research, rate, tag, annotate, and write analysis for movies and TV content on Netflix.
You lost me at annotate.
You're a good writer. Come on.
After I look it up, I'll do it.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that like write a little review? Isn't that what annotate means?
Or
keep track of like what happens in
the
scenes and stuff?
I got the watching covered. It's the work part where you kind of lose me.
Well, you got to do something. They're paying you to watch TV.
It's awesome.
Sure. Make little notes.
Sure. Okay.
Prospective candidates must be knowledgeable about TV and movies. These are the requirements.
Okay.
Have an ability to summarize what they're watching. Plus, have plenty of time to watch programming. No word on how much it pays. It's your dream job. It's everybody's dream job. Sit around all day in your PJs and watch TV and jot notes down. I love it. All right, play along on the show today at 419-240-1055. Sadly, no prizes today. We're experiencing some dryness.
Yes, right.
We're trying to work that throat. Try to get some cream on that and fix it. Coming back, you know, there's been a lot of rallies and a lot of attention on young people today pointing fingers that politicians and grown-ups can't figure out how to make this country work. Well, these are the same kids that are part of my blog today. I'll explain that next on Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price.